We got to do something, because if the power goes out again, then we'll be fucked. I'm not saying that because I hit the button. I'm not saying that because we didn't pay our electric and gas bill. I'm saying that because there's a tornado outside. So if the power goes out, just know we not safe. All right. Hold on. Let me wash my hands. Let me start the song, and then you intro us.
Nigga mode. Oh, it's live? Nigga mode. Oh, it's live?
You know, I'm something of a nigga myself.
Nigga mode. Oh, it's live? Nigga mode. Oh, it's live? Nigga mode. Oh, it's live?
What?
Nigga mode.
Am I supposed to be?
Oh, it's
you
live.
Playing nigga mode. You're playing nigger mode.
Nigger mode. Oh, it's live. Nigger mode.
Oh, I thought we mode. We can't be playing this.
Oh, it's live.
We can't nigger be playing mode. This.
Every second. Nigger mode. 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 Nigga mode, 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 nigga mode.
It's not on the right song. Talking about well, you can't play this, can you? Of course you can. Oh, now you can play it.
No, because it's not on the DSP. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm fucking.
Because it's not on what?
Sorry, huh?
Because it's not on what?
DSPs.
What's that? ESPs.
No, DSPs.
What is that?
It's digital. It's like Spotify. It's not on Apple Music. It's not on anything like that. It's not under like a major label. Why didn't you say something before I walked away? You have your headphones on.
I do have my headphones on,
and
but
you could have alerted me.
You were already walking, so you need to cut that out.
Cut what out?
Oh, you're going to leave that?
I don't. I'm not cutting this shit out.
Oh, okay. Nigger mode, nigger mode.
It's nigger mode.
I know.
And you're a racist. And it's Black History Month, so maybe it I should Black maybe History I should Month. Play that song.
And why didn't we haven't watched any
nobody suggested anything.
No, we didn't. But the movie that Keke Palmer's in is getting good reviews. And here
right,
we
we'll
go, y'all.
It.
Here we go.
Oh, now you wanna.
Oh, now he's...
You could have improvised.
I could have improvised,
but you don't have the improvisation
no,
skills.
No, I did not think that I should be speaking when that song you're was playing.
You're
when
black. You act like
the,
I... You
in
act
the
like
past,
you did I offend you?
No, in the past. No, it's not about offending, but I thought this whole big thing about what you play, you can't play anybody's music but our own, so why would you be playing that?
Because it's that's like an independent artist.
How do you know?
Because I had to get it off. I had to get it off of Bandcamp.
Oh, okay. Well, how would I know that?
Because I just told you.
You just told me right now. You
yeah, no, I told
before.
You when you first asked me that it wouldn't have been the problem.
Yeah, but it had already played.
Whatever, man. Yo, what, you don't know shit. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day. This is what this is. No.
It's not Valentine's Day. It's
I know, but
Valentine's
I'm saying
Day
I'm
weekend.
Saying the people who celebrated Happy Valentine's Day because people celebrate. And ladies, it's not Valentine's Day weekend. It's Valentine's Day, which is Friday. Don't try that tricky shit. Anyway,
what is tricky?
It's not the week. It's not Valentine's Day weekend. It's
well,
just
it's wrapping
no,
up.
No, it's Valentine's Day.
Then don't say
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day because it done passed.
But I know, and that was for the people. Don't. Why are you fucking arguing with me, huh?
Facts.
It's
I'm
not facts.
Facts.
No, you're not. You're speaking
yes,
foolishness.
Is.
Welcome to Waterbuck Boulevard, and as you see, I'm already pissed off because she's just saying stupid shit. How are you doing, Cynthia?
I'm just fine.
Good. I'm glad. How you like the weather outside?
It's pretty nasty.
I think it's awesome. Maybe we should open up a window.
No.
For a nice breeze.
I don't like it when those trees back there are whipping around.
Listen.
What?
If it fall?
It makes me nervous.
Could you imagine if it fell on that house back there after they did all that work? That would be devastating. I'd be so sad. Yeah.
Well, our big tree doesn't move too much, but that one right there, that really gets to going.
Anyway, welcome, everyone. It is a wonderful, wonderful Monday, and I just want...
It's Sunday. Okay. Are you off tomorrow?
Mom.
Are you off tomorrow?
Mom, when does the show come out? When do we post this?
Well, you always be talking upside down.
No, I don't. When does the show come out?
It comes out Monday.
Okay, so if we're talking to whatever person or people we're talking to...
Well, just because it comes out Monday doesn't mean that it was recorded on Monday.
Holy shit, man. All right, whatever.
Listen, this is only for you and I, and maybe James every now and then when he jumps in. We like to talk to each other.
That's starting to change because you're starting to piss me off. What does that mean? That means you're starting to piss me off.
I'm starting to piss you off and what? Oh, did you see what I sent you?
It's been
3 years that we've been doing the podcast.
Has it?
Yes, I sent you that. You know how you get the reminders on Facebook? XYZ happened 3 years ago.
I don't use Facebook. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but yeah,
people contact me on there and I don't talk to them.
And it said it's been 3 years. Although, it doesn't seem like 3 years, does it? So,
no.
In essence, this is our anniversary.
Anyway, well, happy anniversary.
So, thanks everybody for watching, hanging in with
listening.
Us.
Thank you for listening to Waterbug Boulevard.
Yeah, listening, watching, whatever.
Maybe this year I can get some stuff together and then...
That would be nice. But then I thought to myself, if we actually videotape it, that means we need to step up our look. That means the hair can't be looking crazy and we're going to have to get dressed and yada, yada,
not really.
Yada.
Who the fuck cares?
I mean,
dog,
I'm
ugly.
Decent.
I can't fix this. Like, it is what it
You're
is,
not
dog.
Ugly,
I'm ugly as shit. Oh. Anyway, listen.
You want me to give you ugly?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, you want me to find somebody who's ugly?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't trust your judgment. Anyway, a lot has happened. We got a bunch to talk
Spit
about.
Spit it out, Aaron.
I am spitting it out. So this is what we're going to do? I didn't even stutter, like, at all. Is that what we're going to do? So we're going to do this back and forth? Okay. All right, fine. That's fine. That's the vibe. We're going to make fun of each other at how we talk. A lot of stuff happened. Mainly the one that we actually recorded early last week, because it does feel like a long time since we recorded. But we recorded early because of the Super Bowl. And, Mom, first of all, what did you think of the game?
I thought the game was good. I knew after the first quarter that the Eagles were going to lock it down.
I mean, there was still a chance for them to come back after the performance, which we'll get to.
Defense was pretty good. They played a good game.
Yeah, it was a blowout for the most part, and then in the fourth quarter they scored like three times, so they wanted to close the gap a little bit. I guess the Eagles let up, so it was 40-22 or some shit like that.
42-22.
Yeah, that was.
They beat them by 20.
Yeah,
points.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the fucking Eagles.
Yeah, well,
fucking
they
worst
deserve
fan,
it.
Fucking worst fan base of all time, but. Whatever. Yeah, I like
did,
I'm gonna be
a
clear.
Lot of destruction.
I like the Eagles team. I don't like their fans.
Yeah, the
fans. The
fans
are fucking
off
goofs.
The wall.
They're fucking assholes.
Did you hear anything like was there anything crazy going on at the parade? Cuz I know the night of the game there was a lot of destruction.
Yeah, because
fires
Philadelphia
and,
is a fucking
yeah,
they're fucking
so stupid.
They're fucking stupid.
How was that a celebration?
I don't know. And you would think that they would be done after the first one. This is their second one in like 8 years, which is really good. You know? like the Super Bowl. People say I gotta ask a sport. Maybe I'll ask James. Like the people
ask
say
the
that
sports analyst there sitting in the chair.
Shut up, mom. But they say that it's extremely hard to win a Super Bowl. Like whenever they bring up Tom Brady, they'd be like, oh yeah, he has 6 Super Bowls. But then if you bring up, like, I don't know, Michael Jordan or Steph Curry and how many championships they have, they'd be like, you know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl? And I don't know, maybe it's because of the physicality of the sport or how short the season is and how many games each team has, but they always say that. But either way, congratulations to the Eagles. It was a blowout game. I'm glad Saquon Barkley got one after that bullshit with the Giants. Jalen Hurts, another black guy. Either way, I feel like black people.
It was a win.
It was going to win anyway. If Pat Mahomes won, black man got another one. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, black dudes got one. It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
It was a win.
It was a win either way. But the biggest win came in the form of the Super Bowl halftime show. And I've watched the Super Bowl halftime show probably like 2 or 3 times.
I watched it three times.
Twice on the road. I think I watched it the other day just because. And goddamn,
it's funny though because yesterday I was reading some article that said that the watchers didn't like it. The fans who were there were not enjoying it.
That's not true.
But I know it's not true.
So, okay. Before we get to our take, these are some of the things I heard people say, a lot of people, and I'm not counting Drake fans. James already said he hated it. He thought it was boring.
But I think you should be able, as someone who's a music enthusiast, you should be open-minded enough.
James doesn't like Kendrick. He hates Kendrick, and he loves
Drake. But you need to be open-minded enough to recognize good when something is good.
It doesn't matter. I think you're right in a way, because the biggest gripe that most people had were that he did most of the songs off of GNX, which, one, I think was kind of smart because it was kind of a preview for what his stadium tour is going to look like, because that was a stadium, and it's going to be it's the GNX tour, so that was that, but also it was heavily rappity rap. It wasn't he didn't bring out SZA, didn't do too much. He spent the most of the time rapping. It was a rap. It was a hip hop. It was a super black hip hop halftime show. And I think that is the main thing that people should take away from the Kendrick Lamar show. It wasn't him and a couple singers. It was just him and SZA, and he rapped the entire time. It was a moment for hip hop, period, on Black History Month. Mm-hmm. And then you add on top of the symbolism from all the amount of symbolism in the show. That reminds me, I should probably turn on my notifications because your phone's going off. But the amount of symbolism in the actual show. Like, I just found another one today. Remember, one of the diss songs that Drake did is called Family Matters. It's a line where he goes, Kendrick just opened his mouth. Somebody hand him a Grammy. Who's the man in that house? Somebody go get his uncle or some shit like that. And it's a reference to because Kendrick's uncle is trans. So he's saying his uncle is like a bitch. Ooh. Or whatever. Nice. So it's funny that Samuel Jackson comes out and says, it's me, Uncle Sam. And it's a direct reply to the line, somebody go get the man of the house? Because Uncle Sam is the man of the house, which is America. Like, it's just so much shit.
It was good.
It was so much symbolism. Well thought out. And there's a lot of shit that
I love that they did red, white, and blue.
Like, I think what did I say? I said I think the red, white. I think they went for the red, white, and blue because of one, the name of the album, but also and all the black men dancing is mostly because I think the most of the show stood for like black culture is American culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was my take from it. Like hand, like, and it's true. It's true. Black culture
is a melting pot.
Like, it's a melting pot. And people, and like, you know, news places like to focus on the negative, but I'm pretty sure whatever white culture is in America, irregardless of the bad stuff, the good stuff is also American culture. Like the guys who go out hunting and watch NASCAR mm-hmm. and drink beer with their friends. And that's American culture along with all the foul shit that goes on with the white community. It's a yin and yang. Like it's just like the whole prison yard thing on the as the set. Like it was just so much going on and it was fucking great. And I was surprised that a lot of the songs went off. I think
they were good songs.
Yeah. The only part I didn't like was The Man in the Garden, which was the part where he was at the pole and the people were like doing the acapella and he was rapping. That was Man in the Garden. But he's said that that's his favorite song that he's ever wrote, that he wrote on the album.
Really?
But,
that's interesting.
Yeah, but I personally did. That's the only part I didn't like. Other than that, the whole thing was good. It was mad good. Him teasing.
You didn't like it because you don't like that song?
No, I didn't think the song fit the set.
Really?
I think if he would have put King Kunta right there, which is a song off of Pimp a Butterfly, then that would have been better. But either way, it was still good to me. I think the whole thing with Serena Williams, people were saying that she was not cool what she did because I didn't know this, and this is how you know I don't know much about stars. She used to go out with Drake. She was her and Drake used to go out. I did
exactly.
not know that.
I didn't
and
really know
apparently,
that either.
Apparently to her people or whatever reports, he had been harassing her for years. And I guess maybe he put her in songs and stuff like that. So people were like, yeah, why are you going out there doing that? But then if that's the case, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go out there and crip walk on the biggest stage in the world with Kendrick Lamar during your beef. Yeah, fuck
yeah, but
you.
But the crip walk had to do
with the Wimbledon, but it was a double.
Double-edged sword.
Yeah, it was a double-edged.
I think my own personal thing was... I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. But anyway, I liked, like, it was just...
It was more about Wimbledon.
Yes. I do think so. But
really? I mean...
Yeah. But, like, just the beginning. Like, him doing that's rap shit. Him doing an unreleased song that he teased for the album, and it's the first song you do. Like, that's the most rapping shit ever. And it was just dope, regardless of what you... think about Kendrick or his
That's
music.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that, like
you
it was
look
just
at the
it
whole
was
a,
it was it was the it was as much rap as you're gonna get at the Super Bowl, period. Because if I mean Drake can do the Super Bowl, but
has
song,
he ever?
No, he hasn't. He should have a long time ago, in my opinion. And apparently, he's been asked, but he turned it down, which I don't understand why.
Well, you
but
know they
he
have
could
to,
do a Super
you know
Bowl.
They have to pay for that themselves.
He can pay for that.
Well, he but maybe he that. Didn't want to. But I'm just saying. How much you think that,
bro? He
cost him,
bro.
Kendrick,
probably like $8 to $9 million. But
yeah.
He's gonna make it back on the fucking tour.
I'm just saying
he's gonna make it back on the tour, and then you know.
And honestly, I think it sucks that they have to pay for it. All the money that the NFL makes.
Yeah, but I mean, if you spend $8 million, but it'll change your. Visibility.
You already are at the top.
That's
of
not
the
true.
Game
That's not true.
You're
That's not true.
At the Super Bowl.
That's not true
performing.
Because when Weekend did the Super Bowl, he was big and his song was number one, which was Blinding Lights. But that took him over the bar, and that was probably the best decision he made. Because whatever people didn't know about the Weekend, they knew about him after that night. And then he dropped the trilogy right after that. So not only did you see this great performance from The Weeknd, right after the Super Bowl, he dropped the trilogy, which was his first three mixtapes remastered, which I think they don't sound the same. I would, if you want to go listen to those albums, you should listen to the original version, not the remastered. They just sound better, but it helps. It helps with your visibility, especially if you do a good job. Especially if you do a good job, like visually, like even if you don't like the music that Kendrick did, the visually it was great. The camera work was great. It was just great.
It was great.
It was just great. I mean, I do like Kendrick more than Drake, but I also like Drake. But it was just great. Like, I know people were saying that the only reason he got it was because of Not Like Us, but it was true, I guess. Because
then
of the
I
moment.
Read another article where they sent a letter to Wayne apologizing for not picking him.
Who?
Oh, somebody from the NFL. Stacy or... Trying to think where I saw that article.
Hold on, let me see. Let me try to Google it. Somebody sent a picture, a letter.
A letter.
Someone sent a letter to Lil Wayne about the Super Bowl,
apologizing for him, saying that he should have been the choice. But I mean,
hold
that's
on.
Not
NFL,
a
NFL allegedly sent apology to Lil Wayne for Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl thoughts, not to skip. Not that Skip Bayless is necessarily the most credible source, but we already heard the Jay-Z conspiracy before. I guess Wayne is also a contributor to the NFL Network. Oh, he is. He kind of is. Yeah, he's a really big Super Bowl head. It doesn't seem like it's an agent,
isn't he?
He has an agency. It's not confirmed, but...
Honestly,
I don't think they care.
I think something that big, I don't think it wasn't an oversight.
No. Hold on. I
spill out
my gum. It's not really good.
Definitely not an oversight.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, I think, like, people, the thing that...
Given all that's going on right now in the music world, I think Kendrick was a better choice. However, it would have been dope if
Lil Wayne
yes. had been inserted yes. into it.
No, I think as rap fans, it would have been dope to see Lil Wayne perform because it's the Super Bowl and it's Lil Wayne. Now, there's a big argument about his set list because
they had pre-show stuff going on. There are other ways that he could have.
Yeah, but
he clearly felt
the way. But either way,
they said he was really hurt. I can see that though.
Yeah, but either way, mm-hmm. I think that
stars have feelings too.
Yeah, I think that it's
and the difference with stars having feelings, it's so public. Like if you or I feel some type of way about being fucked over, who sees it? Who knows it? It's kind of a personal thing. But for a star, I mean,
everybody can comment insert their feelings about how you should feel about something.
Really cuts it to the bone.
And they try to invalidate how you feel about it, or maybe or enable how you feel about it. Yeah, it's different.
And the other thing is, it's something he'll never get back.
No, that's not true. I think if he does the work and become more visible, does great shows, like works on his stage presence, I think he could do it.
Not about whether he could do it or not, but do it in his own city.
No.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but
I mean, think about it.
Okay, but Mom.
Think about it.
But Mom.
If a year or two from now.
Mom, the Super Bowl was in L.A. last year, and Usher did the Super Bowl. He's not from L.A. It doesn't matter. I understand the magnitude of doing
it.
I understand the magnitude of being from New Orleans and doing the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
I didn't know he was from New Orleans.
Yeah, he's from Louisiana. And I get it. It's a moment in time. He probably will never get back.
Will never get it back.
But, I mean, how many super stadiums are there? There's probably like maybe 8. So maybe it'll be back around in 8 years and hopefully he'll be reconsidered again. But it's just.
But I wonder if it made him rethink his own journey, future journey in music.
Maybe. He just needs to reshuffle what he's doing and focus on building a better profile for himself to be eligible to be considered to do the Super Bowl. I don't think he had the profile. So if we're being honest, I do think really that Kendrick did get the Super Bowl because of the beef and not like us. That's for sure. I am agreeing. I will say that. But either way, he didn't use it to do his old songs. He actually said that. He said that he was worried about his new stuff and wasn't focused on his old songs, which is kind of weird, but I do feel like that. Like, even that was...
It made it so popping and fresh. But
I know. It made it so much better. It made it better and a gamble because those songs aren't tested as hits, most of them. Like, Peekaboo sounded great. The song...
What's the other one that I like with the not, R?
The R?
It's not Resurrection.
Oh, no. Squabble Up. Reincarnated. No, it's called Squabble Up.
Is it called?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called. No,
it's called Reincarnated.
No, Reincarnated is the one where he's rapping like Pac. That, and he didn't do that one. That was Squabble Up. I'll play it. Fuck it. I'll let you. Hold on. That was Squabble Up.
But I like that too. You know, so you don't have to play it.
But it's, man. It was just good and. You know, people are going to be mad because he did the whole thing with Drake. And, you know, people were saying, like, oh, is he going to play the song? And he teased it. And I thought that was sick. Him smiling to the camera when he said, hey, Drake. And that was sick. Like, it's just, like, he's
another one that's probably wounded.
Who?
Drake.
Yeah. For sure. Mom, they're still talking about it. There's still little videos.
And that's like, something really hard to pick yourself up from.
Yeah, but it'll be good. And, you know, this weekend, he tried. He tried this weekend. I don't know if you listened, but moving on.
He dropped a song?
He dropped an album.
Did he?
Yes, with Party Next Door.
Oh, that one.
You didn't listen to it?
I did, and I was confused because... You said it was Party Next Door.
It's Party Next Door and Drake.
And most of it was Drake.
And that is primarily my problem with this album. Are there good songs? Yes. I think the second half is not as good as the first. But I think... I'm actually considering going back to listen to some of it. But... I'm not on the side. I'm a Party Next Door fan, and I like his music, so I want to hear him. But the fact that it was just a Drake album with some Party Next Door features is annoying. He did the same thing with Her Loss. Her Loss was supposed to be Drake and fucking 21 Savage. That's how it was built. All the promotion is them together, and that's how it's built. And it's mostly Drake and 21 Savage features, and it's annoying because I like both of these artists, and I want to hear, like, hold on, and that's the criticism about Drake, is that he's all over the place because he's trying to hit so many demos. Like, I said this earlier, and I'll tell you what I said about Drake, and I think Justice agreed with me, but, like, it would have been dope to have him and fucking Savage just going back and forth, rapping, maybe 10, 15 songs, and then on hard beats instead of the shit we got. And it's the same thing with this. It's called Love Songs or Sex, Love Songs for Sex or some shit like that. But it's not really love songs. I thought it was going to be an R&B album. If you looked at the title, but it's not. It's just Drake rapping, and he's singing on a little bit, which I'm kind of tired of his singing. But
and see, for me, Drake, he puts out so much music that it's almost like he doesn't have a chance to be great. That's my opinion. Like, his music is good. It's good, but every time you turn around, he's dropping something. I think
it has something to do with his deal with UMG, with Universal. That's what people are getting at.
Yeah, but maybe he should have did better when at the drawing table.
So this, hold on, let me find it, Mom. So this is what I said. I said, this kind of encapsulates how I feel about Drake. I said, I don't even remember who asked this, but I was like, Drake is the most jack of all trades artist ever, which is why nothing he ever does is amazing to me. Any genre he tries is fine, but listen to so many different genres, I can find a better artist. I can find an artist who does it better. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is an R&B album, right? So, literally, an album came out earlier that same day by this group called They. And it's a fucking great album. Like, when he does rap, I can find a better artist. Like, he's just a jack of all trades. Like, he's good at a bunch of stuff, but he's not great. But I don't think he can ever produce anything great, especially because he's trying so hard to hit so many demos. Like, but to me, I even think that's crazy, because it's like you have so many demos. You have so many people that you're trying to listen to your music. It's like, okay, you could do an all rap album and then spin the block again next year if you're putting out this much music. Like, I just don't understand it. But as far as the album goes, I it's cool. It's just not great. And I wish it was great, because he can rap and sing, but, you know, I just wanted more Party Next Door on this, and it wasn't that. And it was an hour and 13 minutes. So, but what did you think of it, my lady?
Well, I was a little confused, because I was waiting for Party Next Door, and I kept hearing Drake.
He's on it. He's on it more
towards
in the
end.
No, he's more on it in the beginning.
No, it was towards the end. But anyway, yeah, that kind of threw me, and then I was like over it.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good. If you're a Drake fan, you're gonna like it. I thought it was cool. A bunch of stuff came out that I really, really liked. Like I said before, this They album is pretty good. This Lil Russell album is pretty good too. And then, did I finish everything? Oh, shit. I did finish everything. Holy shit. Good job, Aaron. I did finish everything. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. No, I didn't. I need this one album I need to do. Alyssa Caria. All right. Either way. Yeah. What else happened this week? Oh. The interview. The Breakfast Club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. So a couple weeks ago, there was a girl. I think we actually talked about it.
We talked about it
when it first happened.
Yes, we did.
So
we didn't
know that all that other shit was going to happen with the driver getting fired. So basically, this obese rapper from Detroit tried to get into a Lyft, and the Lyft driver denied her.
Big Dank is her name.
Yes, Big Dank. Was denied service because she was too big and the car was too little. And she pulled out her phone, started complaining, and got the dude on camera, and this, that, and the third. Turned out she went and filed a lawsuit, and she's suing. I'm going to make this clear. She is suing Lyft and the driver. She's not suing just Lyft.
Right.
Because she was on the Breakfast Club, and they clarified, yo, you are suing both of them. Not just Lyft.
I'm surprised she talked about it with the lawsuit in, but you know what? Maybe they'll end up settling.
I don't know, is there really?
So if you think about a car,
Mom,
hold on, go ahead. Most cars, the weight limit is over 2,000 pounds.
Okay.
So, in that respect, even if she squeezed in, the car
It might have been fine, but if she didn't have and she didn't present, the only way that I think that she could have taken that car, depending on if she could get into it, because she claims that she could get into a bunch of stuff, like a Prius, a PT Cruiser.
I think they should put her up to the challenge for that.
She afterwards? She got in some car, but people were like, no, no, no. You tried to get in the car that you did not, that you were denied from the Lyft driver. Get in that car.
Do we know what kind of car it was?
We're not sure. We're still not sure. But either way, fam, I think that interview, the beginning, broke any case she had with the lawsuit. She immediately sat down in a chair. She said, this is uncomfortable. Do y'all have anything better? They pulled the fucking sectional out from the back of the couch and let her sit on it. And it's like, yo, dog, you literally just proved the point of why you shouldn't have even, like, what is the point of this?
And she kept saying accommodating. But they do accommodate because they have options.
They have options. And it's not that much more. It's not. I've taken the days that
and
I
And why not pick that option so you could be comfortable? Yeah. And we do have to say that she is 5 feet tall.
Which is crazy.
500 pounds.
Which is crazy.
She was 598.
598.
She is now.
She said, I'm not 600 pounds, and then proceeds to say, I'm 598, which is fucking crazy. Yo, dog, that's crazy. You 5'8. I'm not 600 pounds, dog. I'm 598. Yo, man, that's crazy, bro. I mean, congratulations to losing 80 pounds, though. That's good.
But I think.
I just think she is no fucking accountability,
I think she's delusional.
Fam.
And not taking accountability.
Bro, do you imagine how crazy it would be if I went to fucking going around acting like that I'm this fat.
Don't say it. You don't say the words.
Fuck that. I'm the foremost nigga when it comes to being fat. I'll eat anything. I'll fucking go the distance. I'm a foodie. I'm fat. Even when I lose weight, I probably will still be fat mentally. But either way, I can say it, nigga. I'm fat. That girl fat. I don't want to hear this shit about the F word. Calling her fucking feelings. Tell this girl what she need to hear so she can fucking get on the right track to living her life with this bullshit, man. The fuck? Them niggas were too. They were nice, and I understand that they need to be professional, but there's so many people that are insistent on being. They want to be told what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. And that was a situation where this girl needed to be told what she needed to fucking hear. And it's so annoying watching shit like this. Y'all just let her live in the fucking fantasy world. Fam,
I don't think they were letting
as
her.
As a big person, I know that I take up mad space. Like, stop fucking talking like everybody needs to fucking conform to the shit that you did to your own body. No, no, no. That is fucking ridiculous. Take some fucking accountability. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, they had to take the couch apart for her to sit.
Dog,
that's
it's so
crazy.
It's fine, and that's fine because it's available, but you can't expect everyone to conform or accommodate your every need at all times. They're not some places ain't gonna be prepared for you.
Yeah, it's true.
They're not, and the whole plane thing where she says Southwest gives her a seat for free, which I guess is cool, but it's like they make them planes that way with them small seats because they want to fit as many people in the plane as possible to make the most bang for their buck. That's not a good example of you being accommodated on a plane.
It isn't because, I mean, I'm not morbidly obese. But even for me, I don't think the airplane is comfortable.
James is 6'3".
I'm not tall.
James, how tall are you? 6'3"? 6'4"? When you go on planes, do you still have trouble, even though you're not as big as me and her, because of your height? Yeah. It's just like, it's not made for him neither. But he not going to fucking complain. What about accommodating the 6 foot people?
He does have options because you can pay more and get the big seats. You can.
If they're available.
If they're available. Because there, like, aren't, man, there aren't, like, a lot.
I mean, she. I mean, the girl seems nice. The girl seems nice. And she had a really great joke. They were talking about the stuff she could get into. And she throws out, yeah, I came here on a bike. And I thought that was fucking hilarious. So she has a sense of humor. But it's like, come on, man. And I get her parent, her dad died and it affected her. My dad died. Like, I get it. I get it, fam. But you can't act like you didn't do this to yourself.
Okay, there is something deeper going on for her.
That
because food is an addiction. Yeah. She did not get to be 598 pounds overnight.
Yeah.
And she said she gained 150 pounds after her father died.
So that means she was
and didn't
four.
Even that realize
means,
it.
That means 450. Because, that means, hold on. That means she was 448.
450.
Yeah, 450, basically. She's 450. You're still too big. You're still too big, girl. And her music's kind of good.
Yeah, her music was kind of good. But you know what was interesting?
What?
In that video, there were really only two scenes. Her sitting at the table with the ice cream and standing up. Sitting at the table, standing up. At the table, ice cream.
Limited production.
Yeah, for sure. But her music is not bad.
It's not
it
bad.
It really isn't.
It's not. Listen, man, I hope she
wish her well. Wish her the best.
Yeah, I hope she loses the weight and shit.
And who knows? Maybe because of this experience, it seems like now she's getting that professional help that she needs to combat her weight issue.
Yeah. Oh, I just went off on my own kind. Sorry. Anyway.
And really, at the end of the day, it's just not healthy.
Yeah, it's not healthy. Listen, we're observing on our situation. I need to lose weight. Like, I have sympathy for her, but yo, fam, don't pretend that you gaining that weight just like a wizard just threw his wand on you and you just got big. That's not shut up, mom. Shut up. That's not how that works. That's not how that works. Anyway.
Take it back.
Yo, that's not how that works. Either way.
Boy.
Either way. Good luck to her. But here's something that was very interesting, and I have an even more in-depth thing about what's going on. Wendy Williams. So, apparently, Wendy Williams is about to sign a document to end her guardianship. And I'm not sure how far this is along, but that's great. That's great. Let me go to it real quick. And she also had more shit to say. There was a documentary on Tubi. Tubi's doing a lot right now. I don't know what happened. Like, somebody's invested in them where they're just doing a bunch of stuff. But TMZ did a documentary on Wendy Williams and it dropped on Tubi. The wheel started turning to end her guardianship, and sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ Wendy signed an affidavit Wednesday afternoon. I don't know what day it was. Oh, the 13th. This was the 12th, and it was updated, so maybe there's something more. Signed an affidavit Wednesday afternoon asking the judge to set her free. According to the affidavit, Wendy says she has regained capacity to function without a guardian. She doesn't. She also said that she doesn't have frontotemporal. Ooh, I think I said that right. Dementia, despite what doctors had claimed, and
she does have it.
She doesn't. Oh. She doesn't. She in the affidavit she says she does not have it. And TMZ saving Wendy, we explain frontotemporal dementia never gets better, and anyone who watches knows Wendy is much better than she was 2 years ago. Our sources say Wendy will be reevaluated by a doctor next Tuesday, which is 2 days from now, and this doctor has been selected by the attorney Wendy has hired to end the guardianship. So there's a potential by next Tuesday this Tuesday, she will be out of this guardianship. But this whole thing was on this this doc, and I saved something because this changes what we thought about her son.
Son, yeah.
Yeah, this threw me for a loop because I don't know. I was thrown for the loop about this, but this is what she had to say.
About Kevin?
Yeah.
Guardianship.
My understanding is somebody was in her bank account that Wells Fargo flagged, and there was large withdrawals being taken out.
My son, you know, he overstepped his boundaries in terms of me. You understand? He overstepped his boundaries, and he was inappropriately using my money without telling me crap about it. You know, like, is he stealing from me? Look, all I know is that in terms of what I'm dealing with, and that this is still going on, because, you know, that's when my money got frozen at Wells Fargo. Thank God. No more money stealing from my son and the other people.
Wells Fargo, your bank, said you were the victim of undue influence and financial exploitation with respect to your money. Who was unduly influencing you? Who is the person that was doing this?
Thank you. Listen, my son is a really good person. You know what? I'm not going to cry about that.
This is sad to listen to because she really loves this kid, and like she don't even want to say it, but she.
It appears as though he was the one that was taking the money.
And in a sense, he's the reason she got the conservatorship. Because he abused her bank account, and they felt like she wasn't in good health, so they get, like, this, fam, this is all your fault. All this stuff, and you was on this documentary on whatever channel that was that A&E or whatever, when she was a little bugged out, when she was a little bugged out, and the fucking manager and the assistant were doing the goofy shit, like, fam, this is all your fault. Like,
I guess eventually the truth had to come out.
My son is a good person, but at this point, he is a horrible person to me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's the way he moves with other people, you know what I'm saying? And what's going on with these other people at my apartment in Miami? What are you doing? Oh, you spent on what? And what is going on at Wells Fargo?
There was a situation where Kevin
crazy.
Says he wanted to rent a boat for his birthday for $1,500 and ended up getting a boat that rented out for $113,000. And he blamed it on the bank.
That's crazy.
That the bank wanted him to have that.
Come on, man.
That never
That's
really
crazy,
made
bro.
Sense to me.
You bugged out.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
You bugged out.
He has a way of getting with, you know, a couple of other people. You know what I'm saying? My son is not the only one. You know what I'm saying?
Can you talk to me about how Wendy...
You bugged out. Like, why the fuck... Fam, that's terrible, bro. And she said multiple times, like, he's the love of his life. That's the only one of the only people she truly cares about.
Well, you know.
That's foul, man. Like, yo, I don't get it, bro. People just, I don't understand it. When people get money and they just start, like, what? It's got to be the effect of, like, oh, let me keep taking and taking. Because, you know, it'll never run out. But it's like... Fam, if I go broke,
entitled.
It's crazy.
Is some part of you entitled?
You think she's part of the problem with the entitlement because she did say she gave him everything she.
Yeah, had. That's part of it. Mm. Yeah, but at some but, to use but it, at but some to, point, but she at, does have the right to say no.
But at some point, you should have stopped when your mom was sick and she couldn't oversee the money that you were taking. Yeah. At some point, you got to have some morals and be like, all right, let me chill out, like. But that's crazy. He probably, yeah, I mean, that's fucked up, man. Kevin Jr., you gotta, don't be like your dad, bro. That nigga's a fuck nigga. Don't be a fuck nigga, you know what I'm saying?
The father was, too.
Yeah, man, don't do that shit, bro. Like she been to, like I kind of made a complete.
Yeah, but the further, you, the more money you have, the more people problems. Think that more problems, and more people think that you got it like that, and that they're entitled to it.
Yeah, which is crazy because like you don't know what's going on. Like I might have just invested in some shit. Like I don't got the money for gas. Why don't you help me out, bro? I'm sorry.
Do you want to talk? See,
oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about the Gilly thing?
If you want,
do you want to? You get to say, Mom. Come on, you gotta say something, baby.
I mean, it's a little bit of old news.
It's not that. Just, why that, isn't that video just came out? That was like yesterday or 2 days ago.
But this is the thing about news. A lot of times news occurs and then it reoccurs a month later and it appears as though it's something new and fresh and it's not. And I do remember hearing when the basketball player got killed, that he had a lot of kills on his jacket and Gilly's son was one of them.
Did you hear that from me?
No.
Oh, you heard that from somebody else?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think maybe you and I talked about it, James. Mm-hmm. Yes. But if you'd like to talk about it.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Do we talk about it, though, on the podcast?
About that kid dying? No, but we did talk about his son dying.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely talked about his son dying. And, I mean, that's the thing. Like, okay, so Shannon Sharp had Gilly on, I guess, it went concurrent with the Super Bowl because Gilly is a diehard Philly fan, and he was dressed to the nines on the show.
Sorry.
You preview music for us? What's happening? Anyway, he had Gilly on, and I truly don't think people were saying that.
Where is he shot out? Shot at?
I don't know, but I think some people were saying that Shannon was distasteful. I don't think he knew about that. That was a shot in the dark. Because,
did you watch it?
Yeah,
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah,
the interview.
I watched that part. Yeah, I watched that part. He did not know that that kid killed his son.
Oh,
part. Yeah, he didn't know that.
So how did it come up in the conversation?
Because the kid is from Philly, and Gilly and Wallow are really into trying to get the youth out of, yo, stop the drill shit, stop the violence. They are actively trying to get kids in Philly, or maybe even in all across the United States. I don't know if he does stuff in other states. Do you know, James? But he does stuff in Philly, though. They definitely do stuff in Philly, right? But they're definitely into trying to help the community and get the especially the young guys dropping their guns and doing other stuff with their life. And the topic came up of protecting the star player in the hood who has the potential to get out the hood. And that's what this kid was, 17-year-old. I don't know his name, but this kid was shot in front of his mom on his way to school. I want to say maybe 3-4 weeks ago, maybe less, but Gilly just comes out and says, oh yeah, that's the kid who killed my son. And Shannon's completely like, huh? Like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, that's the kid that killed my son. And he explained that, you know, his son went over to a block that had beef with another block, and his son was not in that stuff, but wrong place, wrong time. His son got killed by this guy, and I think somebody else. No, I actually think he was the only one who got killed, right? Do you remember, James?
I don't know.
I think he might have been, which
I
makes
think
it,
he was the only one that got
which
killed.
Which makes it worse, because he wasn't even supposed to be there, and he wasn't the target. It's just like, come on, man. But this kid, this star player for his high school, who was super nice, just apparently was essentially a serial killer. He's a shooter. in the streets, like killing people. Gilly mentions that he has a bunch of videos online with a Joker mask, and his nickname was Joker, and he had some bodies, and like it's, man, it's just unfortunate. Like, I don't know, man. How do you get over losing your son like that?
You don't ever.
Yeah, but to have to talk, man, and then the police told him that they were going to get him, apparently. So either way, if that's true, which I don't think Gilly's lying about that, that kid's life was over because he was going to go to jail, and they probably had the evidence to lock him up for the rest of his life. So seems like either way, his life was over. That's crazy, being 17 and you got even one body is crazy. It's nuts. It's nuts out here, man. Please, man, stay safe out here, cause it's wicked, bro. Is there anything else important to talk about? James, do you have anything off the top of your brain? We talked about the Super Bowl. We talked about Drake's album. We talked about the big girl, and then we talked about that. I think, right? That's it, right? Yeah. Anything else happen that I know of? Trying to think. Either way, we could be fine there because we got a bunch of movies to talk about. I guess we could start with the newest one we saw. This is probably my first time going to the movie theaters in a long time. I've been slacking, and I'm glad I went because this movie was all right. We went to go see Captain America, Brave New World. The beginning, I think this is the beginning of Phase 5, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. Yeah, Mom, did you fall asleep during this movie?
The beginning.
Oh, shit. James, talk to me, brother.
It was too fucking cold in the theater.
They do that on purpose.
Yeah.
Why?
To keep you up. To keep you up.
Keep you up. Yeah. I saw a lady in there had a blanket.
Yeah. To keep you up.
I had my hoodie on. I had my long coat wrapped around me.
Because they knew you were going to misuse the time of the theater.
Jesus. I mean, my nose was cold. Come on now.
And guess what? You woke up, didn't you? You didn't you? Point of information. No,
the part that I saw was good, though.
What part? Which part? I don't remember. Go ahead, say it. Say it. I don't remember. I don't remember the part. Which part?
The president. And what is that guy's name?
Harrison Ford?
The one who plays Captain America. He's like a face I know, but
Anthony,
I don't.
Anthony Mackie. He's been in mad stuff.
I know he has, but.
He was Papa Doc in 8 Mile. He was the best. He's Papa Doc. He's been in so much stuff. Yo.
He's another one.
Huh? I am white. I am a fucking bum. No, I'm just I thought it was good. I don't know what everybody else thought. I thought it was cool. It was a good start. I'm glad he got his first solo movie because I don't think people thought he was going to get his own movie because they gave him a show. Which was cool too, but they gave him his own show, and now he got his own movie, and he did good. He's a good lead, and you know people are stupid, so they're like, why is there a black man that's Captain America? Because he is Captain America in the comics. That's canon. Either him or Bucky.
Is he black in the comics?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The original Captain America is black.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm asking. I'm sorry.
He was in the movie.
Okay.
The original Black Panther? No, I mean Black America.
Okay.
Black Captain America.
Okay, I see. It's a sensitive subject.
That's not a yo. Don't do that. Subject. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, don't, it's a such a thing with your
well,
with your fucking
are getting
head.
A little testy about.
No,
it.
No, we're not testy. I'm you should have been watching.
I don't know the history of fucking Marvel.
It don't matter.
So I
it
ask
point of
Why
information.
I'm not interested.
Point of
order.
Point of
order. Why should I?
Because it's based off the civil rights movement.
Marvel?
Some of it.
Some of it.
No, See, X-Men? I learned something today. X-Men? So why would I be interested in something I have no clue about?
Why don't you do yourself a favor and say, I want to see something different and I want to experience it. I'm going to watch it. Shoulder shrug.
Huh?
Shut up. Listen, it was pretty good. I think it was a good start to the new phase. They got two more movies. I don't know if there's another one coming out at the end of the year because...
Is this kind of like The Watchmen?
No. Watchmen is a graphic novel. And it's
oh, it was a novel?
Yeah, graphic novel as a graphic comic book. It is a comic book back in the day, but it's graphic, and it was way more racist than...
Mature.
Yeah, mature. But Thunderbolts is coming out. Thunderbolts is coming out next month? Or May?
The and Superman then, movie look fire.
It does.
Yes, I definitely want to see that.
You want to go see it?
Yes.
We're going to see it then.
Yeah.
Thunderbolts comes out either March or May, and then fucking June or July is Fantastic Four. That's three Marvel movies in the next 6 months, which I don't know if there's anything coming out at the end of the year. Is there? Because they usually release something in November. You don't know? I didn't see anything. And
the Daredevil will come out.
Daredevil comes out next month. No, this month. Or this month or next month. I'll double check. But, well, they got a lot of stuff coming out. But either way, I thought it was good. I thought Harrison Ford did a good job. I was surprised that he moved from one franchise to a new one because he's notoriously known for not giving a fuck about Star Wars and Star Wars fans. He's kind of burnt out over that whole part of his life.
Mm.
So to him to go to... And Marvel.
What was his creature called?
The Red Hawk. The Red Hawk.
It really looked like him, too.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as the Red Hawk?
Mm-hmm. It's directly from Thunderbolt Ross is the Red Hawk. He becomes him to fight the Hawk. But the way they use the Hawk in the Marvel movies is disgusting. I hate it. I really hate it. But either way, I'm glad we got to see it. He was dope. It showed, like, his power and how strong he is and stuff, so. Mm-hmm. And you said that he's coming, you said he was coming back in something?
He signed on for a Hulk, She-Hulk something.
Who?
Harrison Ford? Yeah, so.
Make that money.
Like, even the CGI of how the Hulk looked, it's him, and it looked good.
It looked like him.
It looked like a mean version. I mean, he looks mean already, but it looked like him. But, yeah. Did you know there's an Indiana Jones game that's out?
Game?
Mm-hmm. Movie. No, game. And it's supposed to be good? Yeah. It's like a nice thing of him, like a model of him when he was young. But either way, yeah, I would recommend it. I thought it was pretty cool. If you're a Marvel fan, you're going to go see it. But as somebody who's not into that, would you recommend it? Did you think it was a cool movie to watch?
I mean, because I like action. So,
yeah. I thought the Spanish kid was funny, too. His partner, the other guy, the one who got injured at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was funny. And then the ending, the post, you probably didn't care about that, but... a little bit too vague, but it sucks that you know what's coming. I wish you didn't know. That's the one thing about movies that I hate is that trailers reveal too much and that there's so many press conferences to build up hype that you know what's already coming. I would love it if we didn't know what's happening. Like, I didn't know who the main bad guy was in that movie because the main bad guy was in the very second Marvel movie ever, which is the Incredible Hulk. And he hasn't been seen since then. So this is his first time coming back into the Marvel Universe. I don't know if you probably didn't know. The guy with the green, the brain.
Oh.
Him. He hasn't been seen since, because the very first movie ever was Iron Man. Then the very second movie was Incredible Hulk, and he was in it. And he hasn't been seen since then. So... That was dope, because I really didn't know who it was. Like, I didn't look it up or anything like that. I forgot this movie was coming out, honestly. But I'm glad I went to go see it. I'm going to start going to see more movies, man. I like going to the movies. It's fun. But anyway, moving on. So, where do you want to start? Where do you want to start? I see your distaste right now. Do you want to start? Do you want to start a Dangerous Man or Nosferatu? Let's start at Dangerous Man. Let's get it over.
That movie was for sure. Did it get good? You said there were two good movies and two bad ones.
No, two good movies, and we watched. Well, we had to refigure thing out because everybody didn't watch everything at once, so we only chose Nosferatu, The Substance, and Dangerous Men. So there's one bad movie, and two good movies.
No, there were two bad movies and one good one.
Nah, there's two good movies and one bad movie. No, there was three good movies. It's three good movies. So let's talk about it. Bob, what did you think about Dangerous Men? The tagline is that this lady's gonna get raped.
The music was bad.
It sounded like some Sonic music. This shit. Okay, so the synopsis.
It sounded like a bad porn movie. Like
the synopsis of the movie. Okay, so this movie was made in 1979, I think, by an Iranian director. And his name, I don't think this is real name. I think it's like a placeholder name. Yeah, his name was John Rad. John Rad did the music, the lyrics, and the score. He produced. He executive produced it. He twice. He's the producer and the executive producer. He directed it and he fucking wrote it. So John Rad is solely responsible for the greatness that was on the screen. Like, dog. And the story is basically, it's a lot going on because the story is not told well. And basically involves a biker gang terrorizing two brothers. And I don't know. James, how would you explain this movie to somebody? Because it's...
Boyfriend gets killed. Girlfriend goes psycho. Killing people.
Explain the psycho part. How's she go psycho, Bob?
She's enticing men and then killing them.
But how did it start? Was it like a slow build or like how did it
No, happen? She actually boyfriend killed.
Immediately? Immediately. His body's still warm.
Enticing, like her brain said, okay, let's fuck him over. Terrible.
No. What did you think about the part with the police officer risking the lady's life twice to get to capture the same fucking guy? Huh? How did you think about that? What did you think about all the... Yo, there's so much sexual assault in this movie. It's not even funny. I didn't even... Let's count. There's one on the beach. There's two on the beach. Two with the same lady. Nina got... sexually assaulted. One, two, let's see, five. There's one with at the end.
Did you watch it, James? The whole thing?
James, it's so bad. It's so bad. But it's funny. Like the best line of the movie was what did he say? You son of a bitch. You're lucky you're dead. Yo, how do you say that to a dead nigga? You're lucky. You son of a bitch. You killed my friend. After your friend tried to rape his girlfriend. Yo, this movie is fucking hilarious, dog. This shit is terrible. Oh, my God. Go ahead, James, my man.
First of all. Immediately after the boyfriend dies, she starts flirting with the nigga that killed her. Literally seconds.
The music changed and everything.
Then they go to the hotel. And then the knife just appears in her ass crack.
No, they actually did a good job explaining where she got the knife. She purposely dropped her plate.
Yeah, but we didn't know that.
No, I knew that.
We didn't know that.
Okay. Did you know that's where she got the knife?
They replayed it after she's killed him. They did it.
They did?
Yes. I'm like, why the fuck does she have a knife in her ass? And then fucking they replay it and show her dropping a plate. Because I remember her dropping a plate, but they never showed her like hiding the knife. And then they replayed it and then they showed her getting the knife. And it's like, okay. So then she leaves.
She gets hitchhiked.
She hitchhikes with some
British dude in a green truck.
Oh, that's right.
The nigga takes her in the back of the desert
to sexually assault her.
And tries to rape her. And then she fucking
grabs his man.
Grabs his wiener for real. Like, no movie shit. She really had his dick in her hand. Tells the nigga to get undressed. Kicks him out the car. Drives off. The nigga had shoes on. He kicked them off. When he was running away, I'm like, the
it fuck kept cut. She was driving away and she was crying. She almost crashed twice because she was so distraught about these sexual.
She almost real life crashed.
But then it kept, wasn't
movie shit. She almost crashed twice.
And it kept cutting back and forth between this nigga in the desert, and then he started dancing. Like the shit was That was the weirdest part of the movie. That was like, what the fuck? Why do we keep going back to this rapist?
No, it wasn't. That wasn't the weirdest part.
What was the weirdest part?
First of all.
So then, okay, we have to establish that her boyfriend was killed. But they also earlier introduced his brother, who was a cop. And his brother starts investigating the murder of his brother. And also where the fuck Nina is, or Mina. And this fucking guy goes around asking questions, goes to a bar, and then the biker gang that who's affiliated with his brother's death, a bunch of new dudes.
No, first he goes to the police station, and they told him not to investigate it because it was his brother. He was too close. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, the black cop is talking to his wife on the phone, and she's like, I've been on vacation for a week, and this is my last day. I want to see you. And he was like, I'm a cop. You know I'm not in control of my own time. I'm like, what the fuck?
What is this? What is this nonsensical conversation? And then the next scene, oh, yeah, they went back. And then he just went.
He was sitting there on the phone. There was no, all right, honey, I'll be home or nothing. It was just he was on the phone. She hung up.
Straight cut.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yo, who is this cop? Well, why do we care about this man? There's no character. Like, what the fuck? Who's at the door?
Nobody's at the door.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Anyway.
Like, it's fucking stupid. And then the same song is playing. That shit was pissing me off.
Yo.
There was a song. The song was playing through the whole movie. There was no part. Oh, then when they were on the phone, did you notice that they were in the other room? It wasn't like, because you could hear him talking.
Uh-huh. He's in the next room.
He's in the next room.
He's supposed to be out of state or some shit, and he's in the next room. No, the crazy shit that happened was with the fucking brother cop. This nigga went to that bar to get information on the fucking biker gang. The biker gang, who are a bunch of rapists, they just love raping. That's all they do. They ride bikes, drink beer, and rape. That's all they do. This nigga spotted a girl. This girl was going to the bathroom. She said she was going to the bathroom. She went out
the outside and went to the beach.
And then this dude followed her and tries to sexually assault her.
I'm going to get that bitch.
Yeah, like, nigga, no, you don't have to do this. Drink your beer and go home with your friends. But your friends are super, they're into this. Like, yo, man, yo, dog.
Then she's out there fucking playing in the water. Where she got this bathing suit, I don't know.
Yo.
Where her clothes was at, I don't know. Then the fucking he comes down there. He's trying to rape her. Then this nigga runs down there. Oh.
And he squeezes his hand.
No. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Remember when they was on the beach the first time? It's the same beach in the movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was both on the same beach. But anyway. Remember when they was in the beach and they was about to fight and you could see the nigga recording in the back?
Oh, yeah!
You could see the camera.
Yeah, Bob, the there back. Was a cameraman in the background filming him. Yo, man.
I was like, all right.
Damn, yeah, I don't even think they used those shots because there was no POV from that direction.
It wasn't.
Oh, that was just the kid. That was just the director's brother
that
or some shit.
Was retarded.
Yeah.
But then the brother runs down to the beach to save this random ass girl.
He squeezes his head. That was
bro,
it.
He was cranking his head.
Like I'm a toddler. Like, it's like how a toddler would like play knock you out.
I'm like, hold on. What is he? Is he trying to choke him out? Is he trying to kill him? Then the nigga just passes out.
Yo.
I'm like, all right. Then the other biker comes down there after they leave. Mind you, while he's fucking cranking this nigga's neck, the girl is just standing there watching.
Yes.
She's not moving. She's not making a face.
Her face is blank.
I was like,
yo, this is crazy. And then this fucking police officer puts this lady's life in danger again because he needs information from the fucking biker gang. But you already got the information when you knocked him out the first time. So what does he do? He uses her as bait again, and the same fucking biker kidnaps her and tries to.
And then he almost did it because his foot got stuck. I'm like.
Yo, this movie is fucking terrible.
This nigga's foot is...
He's like, hiding in the back seat and his foot is stuck.
Under the driver's seat. Yo. This nigga almost rapes the girl because this nigga's stuck.
And then he proceeds
to get his ass whooped.
No, he didn't get his ass whooped. He got shot. He shot at him. Had a bulletproof vest. They mentioned it afterwards.
Yeah, after.
But there was no muzzle flash. There was
Good job on the bulletproof vest. You were right about that.
Yo, dog. Literally did the same crankhead move and knocked him out and then tied him up.
Because he was getting his ass whooped. He was losing. And again, she's just standing there blank face like.
Oh, my God, man. This movie is amazing.
So then he's dragging him to the car. He's like, get the rope. She's like, I can help. He's like, just get the rope. Get the rope, tie him up.
The camera's on her body as she's dressing up.
And he says, change into some decent clothes. Nigga, you told her to put those clothes on in the first place. So now she's doing this whack-ass little sexy fucking...
Yeah, they're...
Take off my... And he's watching while he's fucking tying the dude up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
So then homeboy... So then the police are... So, by the way, if you want to know what happened to Nina, she got caught. That was it. She got caught because she was on a rampage killing people, killing men who were trying to use her services. Some of these men were not bad people. They just wanted some ass, and they were willing to pay.
What she did first was... After she killed the biker, she fucking went and...
Picked up a prostitute.
So she's closing the door. She turns around. The prostitute is taking her shirt off. She's surprised that she's taking her shirt off.
Like, what the fuck did she think was going to happen?
What did she think was about to happen? Then the prostitute starts fucking crying about not being safe. Like, I was like...
And Nina wants to know about the business of the ladies of the night. And then she decides because this biker... killed her boyfriend, and then the dude who tried in the truck tried to rape her. I'm just gonna kill every man who tries to have sex with me, even though I'm a prostitute offering services. Like these, some of these dudes were not the dude. Every dude after the dude in the truck was a man just trying to get some shit off. You killed innocent men, dog.
Mad people for no reason.
You killed innocent men.
And all of them was a silhouette behind a shower curtain.
Yeah, like, you mean to tell me all them dudes was trying to rape you? Nah, man. They wasn't, bro. No. You fucking lured them with the Lady of the Night scheme, and then you fucking marked them off. And then she ended up getting... So the whole point of the police officer brother was to find the girl Nina. So he couldn't find the girl Nina. She ended up getting caught. So she got caught, and nobody told the brother that...
Never, because he went to go find fucking... Salt and Pepper, or whatever the fuck his name was.
Salt and Pepper, the leader of the bike gang.
Pepper, so, what was it? Black Pepper.
Black Pepper. So after he tied up the fucking biker, they go to Black Pepper's hideout, and the police are also there. And then
this nigga's fucking watching this. First, he's watching his girlfriend dance, which was horrible. She got on this fucking baseball jersey.
Belly dancer.
And these black shorts, and then she sits on his lap, and now it's a fucking belly dancer that came out of nowhere. Like, where the fuck is this bitch from? That shit went on for too long. Then it was like, all right, let's go have sex. And all he did was kiss her thighs for 12 minutes.
Kiss her knees and thighs. That's another thing. Sex in this movie is just kissing the girl's belly button and her knees. And rubbing her knees gently. There was no intercourse. What the fuck? That's all sex is. It's kissing her stomach and rubbing her knees. I was like, yo. Oh, shit. So that fucking Black Pepper, so that they raid his house. Black Pepper runs. And the brother, police officer, fucking get into a fist fight. And the fucking police officer loses. He gets his ass beat.
Got him whooped in whack ass sound. Nigga.
And then Black Pepper runs up the hill. And a fucking the old man, who's only been in the movie for maybe 3 minutes.
The cop.
The old sheriff.
The chief.
Fucking is chasing him. And
is he
what
black
is
or white?
I don't know. He look white. Black Pepper decides to hide in a house and sees a blind woman. And what does he do? What do you think, everybody? What do you think he did? Do you think he took her hostage? Or did he...
Blind woman.
Yeah. At the end.
Blind?
Yeah, she was blind.
She wasn't blind.
Yes, she was. She was looking forward and she couldn't see. She was knitting. She was blind. That girl was blind.
Okay.
She was blind.
Yeah.
And he... Instead of, you know, hiding in the house, he decides to try to rape her. You're running away from the police, and you decide to rape a woman? Your priorities are not an officer.
And then they arrest him, and then the movie's over.
Oh, my God!
So you fucking chase these fucking bikers around and never got no information about your brother.
Yeah. And never did. She never found out about Nina. None of that shit, dog. Jared, dude, what the fuck you doing?
Nothing.
Dog.
It was a nothing sandwich.
Oh my God. Yo, man. Mom,
mm-hmm.
Would you recommend
Dangerous Men? No.
Oh, shit.
What was the other stupid movie? That fucking pedophile movie?
The pedophile movie?
Where he was dreaming of the dude?
Oh, the fucking creating Rem Lazar.
I don't even know what happened at that.
I don't know either.
10 minutes of that I watched.
I got to when they went to New York and I was like, yeah, I'm over this.
They showed the Twin Towers.
Listen.
It's the highest place we can go. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Not for long.
Not for long, brother. Anyway. Oh, man. So, I guess we're split on this next movie. I don't know how you feel about this, but I literally just finished it. The Substance.
Now, I forgot to watch it.
Oh, you did? All right, then fuck it.
You didn't watch it?
I forgot.
That's fine.
We'll wait.
No. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it right now. Or you really want to wait?
Yeah, wait for him.
All right, fine. Well, we all watched Nosferatu.
That was good.
Nosferatu. Holy shit. You undersold.
I told you, Bull was
you
nice.
You undersold.
He was smoking that
his
shit.
Performance. Holy shit. Everybody was good. Shit. The girl was tweaking. She was tweaking the entire movie. Bro. Dog, yo, I gotta watch The Northman because I heard The Northman was amazing. I gotta watch that because this dude, the director, he only does movies like back in those times. Like, he doesn't want to do anything in modern day, and I kind of like that. I mean, people want him to do shit like that, but that's his lane, and he should stick with it. But Nosferatu is really fucking good. Willem Dafoe's in it. I love Willem Dafoe, man. I love Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe is the...
Nigga went left at the end.
Yo, dog. He tweaked.
He was smart, though.
Dog,
he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, he tweaked. Yo, damn. Bro, when that nigga went into that bedroom and killed them two kids and the wife. I said, oh my God, this nigga is bugging. Like, dog. Is and like yo fam, yo his voice I can't even begin.
I don't even know how he did that.
I don't even know how he did that. Like he, it's almost like he was his the way he talked was inspired by Yoda because his what he was saying was out of order. Mm-hmm. It was weird, but the way like the gravel in his voice, his breathing, it was just my God, bro. He's really good at doing like. Monsters, like it's weird that that's his little niche, and he's a really good actor too, man. You know that's what's his name's little cousin or brother from True Blood. The boy plays Eric, like he's in that same family. Skarsgård, he's in that same family. A homeboy, the husband was good. He's in X-Men. He's Beast.
Yes.
And then I wasn't familiar with the girl, and I thought the one dude was Aaron Johnson because he's British, but that wasn't him. That was somebody else. But like the way the movie is shot, the way the fucking, the dark, like, yo, people don't understand how fucking good it is when they do good lighting. Fam, when you first see this nigga in the house, like with the lit candles and you can barely see him, like they're actually using the darkness in the room to shoot the shit, like the shit like that people don't appreciate. That shit looks so good when he was on the boat and he walked past him and you could clearly see him when the light, but he didn't see him. I was like, yo, this is like the lighting's good, the music is good. I'm not gonna lie, bro, had I seen this when this first came out, I think this might have been better than Dune Two.
That's when it came out?
Yeah, it came out last year. I think this is better than Dune. I think this would have been my favorite movie last year. This movie was amazing to me. I'm going to watch it again tonight or tomorrow. I like this movie a lot. Yeah. Like, it was really good. Like, and it sucks. I don't know if y'all know this, but horror movies do not get a fair shake at the Oscars neither. It's so unfortunate because, like, Hereditary, people were, that movie, I've never watched Hereditary, but I've always heard Hereditary is an amazing movie. And people were mad that it never got nominated. I think
the only horror movie that really got nominated was Parasite.
Is Parasite a horror movie? Is it like a psychological horror?
Kinda, it's a horror movie.
I never watched that. Yeah, I gotta watch that too. I bought it. That's a
good ass movie.
Yeah, I know it is. But yeah, man, Nosferatu. That he was. It felt like he was a force of nature too. Yeah. Like he played that shit up.
Like the shadows going over the.
The shadow shit was fire. Like it's the. I will say, I did find humor in this. I summarized this movie in the worst way possible. Mom, you want to know what this movie basically is? This is basically the oldest Dirty Mac in all of time. No, this nigga Orlock is trying to steal my man's bitch from across the way. He was fucking her in her dreams for that long. And then he used her husband to get to where she is. That was the part I didn't understand. He's a vampire. Does the invitation stick?
Was when he signed. That's what the he deed. Said when he signed
but
the deed.
But he said the deed. Well, but that's what I'm saying. That was an invitation. Because you know how.
Yeah, that was his invitation.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was more like he.
No, because that's what he said. He said he signed you over to me.
But that's not what he did.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah. But I do wish they would have.
Like, that conversation was mad fire.
He was scared the entire time, and he was fucking just saying, like, everything he was just saying, like...
Who was scared?
The husband? Yeah.
The husband.
Every time he told somebody to pray, I was like, yo, this nigga's bugging. Like,
he was terrified.
Like, I think, it's crazy. I love the... Because technically he's basically Dracula.
Dracula.
Yeah. I always loved the aesthetic of Dracula of, and he said it in the conversation, right? When you fully see him for the first time, and he basically says, like, what did she say? She said, oh, you can't, you're incapable of love. And then he goes, he's like, yeah, I can't, but I can't live without you, which I think is kind of crazy. Which, I mean, is this the first toxic relationship ever? Like, also the whole thing with him, but like, even the, that notion of him not being able to love, like, did you catch how he tries to get love? This is what I took from this. Did you catch how he tries to get love? He did it multiple times. Where do usual vampires bite people? They bite them
in
on
the neck.
But where was he?
Biting them in the heart.
Biting them in the heart. Yeah, I thought that was strange. I'm like, oh, this must be how he's
trying to find love.
Trying to find. I was like, that's a good touch. I thought it was weird, though. What he was drinking, that shit was sounding crazy. But it would sound like he was gulping up a bunch of shit. But either or. But nah, man, that was a good movie. I'm going to watch it again. I can't watch movies like, what was that? Oh, that's JJ. I don't watch it again because that's a really good movie. I could watch that again and probably find more stuff to talk about, but I really enjoyed that. I'm glad I bought it. That's really good.
It was good.
It was good. That's a really good movie to watch on Halloween too, which is weird because it came out in November, I think. Yeah, it came out in November. I really want to talk about The Substance. The Substance, I'm sorry, Mom. The Substance is really good.
Piece of shit. Let James watch it so we can have.
All right, fine. So now we got to update the system. what should we watch now? Should I find another movie? We'll watch two.
See the what's name movie?
What?
SZA and Kiki Palmer.
She literally just said, all right, I'll buy it.
I heard it was good.
Is it on? Is it on?
I don't know.
It is. I'll buy it.
I'll buy it.
So why don't let that be the movie that we watch together?
The SZA and.
Mm-hmm. Because we talked about
what you doing tomorrow. You want to watch it tomorrow night? Movie.
You off tomorrow?
No, I can do it after I come home from work.
I don't work tomorrow, so
we do it when I come back home from work.
Let me. You're check not off for President's Day?
No, what the fuck are you talking about, girl?
Oh, and I need the car tomorrow.
All right, that's fine.
What time do you go to work?
I gotta work at. Oh, it is on here. What? It's called One of Them Days.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
it's One of Them Days.
All right, I'm buying it right now.
And we haven't really watched any black movies, so maybe this will be our Black History Month movie.
All right, it's done. I bought it. All right, so I guess
we're watching it tomorrow.
We'll watch it tomorrow after I get off. All right, that's it, folks. We did a lot. James, thank you for showing up for your boy. Mom, anything else? Anything you want to say?
See you next week.
See you next week.
Yeah, right.
Have a good week.
Yeah. Have a good week. See you.
Stay safe. Be blessed.
Have a good day out there. Stay safe. And this is Waterboy Boulevard. We'll see you next time on Monday, 6 o'clock. Peace out, baby.